flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We cannot turn away from the devastation.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Milton and Helene have left in Florida, there is a vast trail of destruction. Entire towns have been wiped away. And we're not just talking about coastal towns. These storms have been so massive that they have gone into North Carolina and ravaged towns. And so the local government, the federal government, Red Cross, they cannot do it by themselves. We are all going to be a part of the change that helps our neighbors in that part of the country get their lives back together. Schools have been permanently closed. Small businesses have been washed away. Dozens of people have lost their lives. And that number is increasing because they're still looking for people who are missing and unaccounted for. And you might be thinking, well, what can I do? I'm in Minnesota. I can't travel to Florida and help the cleanup efforts. I've got my kids. I've got to work. I'm here in the Twin Cities. I don't have a way to get down there. And then if I got down there, what would I do? I wouldn't even know where to begin. Well, there's something that you can do right here. That will help the people in Florida and other parts of the country who were impacted by these destructive hurricanes, Milton and Helene. Hy-Vee is working with the American Red Cross, and they're doing what they're calling a register roundup. The registered roundup will help those impacted by hurricanes. now through Friday, October 25th, when you go into any Hy-Vee store, you can participate in the register roundup. Now, what is the register roundup? I said, you know what? I'm not even going to try to explain it to you. I'm going all the way to the top. So I asked Hy-Vee to send me their best and brightest. And Tina Potthoff, the Senior Vice President of Communications at Hy-Vee, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tina, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. It's so nice to talk to you this morning, Shaletta.
I know, and I wish we were talking about something fun like free food and donuts and stuff, which is, you know, something that y'all do, girl. Okay, new products and merchandise, you know anything.
Right.
But you guys are doing something amazing. You are allowing your customers, the people who shop with you, who are doing their regular grocery shopping, you've partnered with Red Cross to give them an opportunity to make a donation to the American Red Cross, who is out there on the ground and doing everything they can to help people who have been impacted by these destructive hurricanes. Talk to me about Register Roundup. What is that all about?
Sure. So when you go through any of our checkouts, whether that be a checkout with a cashier or one that is a self-checkout where you're going through by yourself, you'll be able to round up your purchase to the nearest dollar. And then all that money will go directly to the American Red Cross. So we're going to be running this now through October 25th. We'll be running it throughout our 8-state region. We also have a chain of grocery stores in Indiana now, and they will also be running it too. So it's a collective effort really just to get money where it needs to go as quickly as possible. And a lot of people have asked us, because we do have a disaster relief fleet, you know, what have we been doing actually at Hy-Vee, and how are we directly participating in this? I'll tell you what we've heard is the destruction, and you've seen it on TV, and people have talked about it on the radio. It's so widespread. So
yeah.
For this one in particular, we are working with our disaster relief partners, one of which is the American Red Cross. They're boots on the ground. They're down there. They're in the neighborhoods that are most impacted. Another one that we're actually working with, though, is Operation Barbecue Relief. And while the Roundup funds will not be going to them, we've been doing some donation of our own at Hy-Vee Corporate to work with our partners at Operation Barbecue Relief. And what they do is they go down and they prepare meals and food for families that are impacted, as well as first responders and those directly responding to the devastation that's down there. So we're really excited to work with them too.
And, you know, the cleanup is going on right now. Folks in Florida are surveying the damage. They are seeing it is into the billions of dollars in damage. And there are still so many people without power. Officials have said at least 17 people were killed across Florida. And the reports of damage are still coming in right now. Roads are impassable. They're scarce for resources are scarce for some of these folks who are evacuees making their way back home, only to not have power, only to see that their homes have been washed away, and the damage that's there, the mold that is already starting to set in. And so I just so appreciate Hy-Vee with this Register Roundup making these funds available to the Red Cross and, you know, allowing us to be a part of the relief effort without us having to leave our homes. Because if we piled up in the RV and went down there, we would be in the way. We would not know what to do. So these dollars are really going to the Red Cross so that they can use them as they see fit, with them having their teams on the ground helping the people most in need.
That's right. You know, and we've had a number of customers that have come forward and say, hey, I want to donate even more. You know, I want to donate more than just my 53 cents, you know, to round up to a dollar or 19 cents. And what we've actually directed all those individuals to do is to go directly onto the RedCross.org website so they can make that donation, so that they can be accounted for. Because some people want to donate $50 with us. And, you know, we appreciate it, but we really want them also to get the credit for that as well, and to make sure they have accountability for something as large as $50. So, you know, if you're looking to do something small, something really easy, you can round up at the register. If you're looking to do something larger, we are encouraging customers to go to RedCross.org. You know, the other thing that they need right now, Shaletta, is they also need blood donations. They always need blood donations. So that's something else. And in addition to that, they need volunteers. And so if someone is looking more long-term to be able to assist with these, then they can go on the website, find out about the trainings, and they, too, can actually be deployed to disasters like this in the future.
And I want to go back to the register roundup. Now, you can do this at the register when you check out. Tell me about self-checkout. Is it a button? Do I need to call a manager? Is it easy to figure out? Because I like to go to the self-checkout and get out of there. I don't want to stand in the line. And I just want right. to make sure that when I go to self-checkout, it'll be easy for folks to figure out.
Right, and it's super easy. So as you're getting ready to check out, there will actually be a button on the screen that says, would you like to round up? And it shows you the amount that you'll be rounding up to on the screen. It's different for everybody, depending on your purchase and how much sense you have to the next dollar. So you just press that yes button, and then, again, all those funds go directly into a fund that we will hold, and then we'll cut the check directly to the American Red Cross. It does not go through, like, a Hy-Vee system. We don't get credit for it or anything like that. It is strictly us gathering up funds and being able to deliver it as quickly as possible to the American Red Cross.
Well, I just can't thank you and your team at Hy-Vee enough, Tina, for doing this donation drive, creating awareness about how people can donate, because it's not just about Register Roundup. I understand that. But you're making sure that people understand how they can volunteer, how they can give blood donations. And if they want to do more than round up to the nearest dollar, how they can make a bigger financial impact by going to redcross.org/donate. Talk to me about the need for awareness, because I know that the Register Roundup was a way to get people involved. But it's also a way to create awareness about other ways that we can all play a part in the recovery effort.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, I think sometimes when we're a little bit removed from it, we, you know, miles and miles away from the disaster, you think, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for everybody down south. But again, this is just to make sure that it does stay front and center. This is going to take years for some of these areas, from what we're hearing, to recover from all of this. It's just widespread devastation. You've seen the sand that's come in, you know, miles and miles inland. It's just a lot of destruction, not only to property, but also to, you know, families that are left with basically nothing. And so anything that we can do to raise awareness about that, we want to make sure we're at the forefront doing. We also have other partners that are down there, too. You know, you've got Publix, which is a grocery store mm-hmm. that we actually do a lot with talking and saying, hey, what exactly do you guys need? And Publix is down there, but they, too, are in the middle of that recovery process because many of their stores were damaged throughout the hurricane. So they, too, are recovering, and we're just trying to, again, raise that awareness and keep it front and center.
Well, I thank you so much. When I go to do my shopping, I'll make sure to participate in the Register Roundup. I'll be posting this on my social media pages, and we will be sharing the link to this on our WCCO radio webpage to make sure that everybody out there is aware, and especially if you're a Hy-Vee shopper, how you can make a difference and a small donation that'll go a long way. Tina Potthoff, Senior Vice President of Communications at Hy-Vee, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Shaletta. And I know next time we'll talk, we'll probably be talking about giving away ham. So we'll be talking
some ham, some Thanksgiving baskets or something, girl. Okay. All right. You have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for your time. All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.
It is 12:22. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. Josh Wheeler is in the historic WCCO radio station, making sure that our guests get through on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, traffic, and information so that you have everything you need, so that your family is prepared and you're ready to get this weekend off to an amazing start. And speaking of amazing starts, how about the WNBA Finals matchup with the Lynx and the Liberty in New York? And I tell you, it was not looking good before halftime. And in fact, I went ahead and suited up. I bought myself a uniform just in case Coach Cheryl Reeves needs me to come off of the bench. And I was like, you know what? If I got to get on the plane and get to LaGuardia, I'll do what I got to do for my team. But turns out they did not need me. And so I need to talk to somebody about what happened. How did they turn this thing around? And what is the rest of this series going to look like? And there is nobody better than
Minnesota Hall of Fame sports writer for the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, Charles Hallman, is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We call him Uncle Charles because he is the godfather of black sports here throughout our state of Minnesota in the country. And Uncle Charles, I just have to tell you, wow, 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 that game, wow.
It was definitely a classic. It was, I think that if anybody who watched that game on television and never seen a WNBA game before, if they couldn't become a fan after that, then they're probably not breathing. it was a very good, it was a very exciting game. There was highs and lows. Hero almost became the GOAT. And the GOAT means the GOAT, not the G-O-A-T. And then there were just some big plays made. And I think that it wasn't so much that New York lost that game or blew that game. It was much that the Lynx did not fold. They showed what people had not seen all year, a team that don't get rattled and they don't get frustrated and they just find a way to get back in the game. When you hold a team like the Liberty to 18-3, that's historic. That's heroic. Mm. That's something that should be noted. They're the first team to ever do that in a game, one of the finals in history, to come back from being 18 down. And so, you know, people ask me about that game ever since, and I'm almost talked out, but it's a game that somebody asked me yesterday, do I compare that game to? And I said, it's hard to compare that game. I've seen a lot of great games over the course of my life. But if I can't comparison to that, it would be game five of the 2016 finals when Minnesota was down 8 with about 2 minutes to go, came back and tied the game and took a lead, but they missed a block out. And they lost by two. They lost by one. I'm sorry, they lost by one. Against Los Angeles in a game that was that thrilling. Okay, that's how that game was against New York. You know, you had the highs, then you had the lows. So just like the New York crowd felt after that game, that's how we felt. we lost to LA, but then the next year, next season, Lynx came back and beat LA and again a 5-game set. So yeah, it's something that there's so many superlatives you can say about that game, Shaletta, but it was a classic, and it was a classic of to having the two top teams in the league. You know, it's not a slouch. You know, New York is number one. Minnesota almost became the number one seed if New York would have lost the game and Minnesota kept going. And Minnesota had the best record since the Olympic break, which is historic in itself because losing when teams take a month off, they all come back sluggish and don't do well. But Minnesota did. I mean, Minnesota only lost 2 games during that break, after the break. So, everything, and the last thing, I know I'm saying a lot, the last thing is, this is a team, you can't compare this team to the 4 championship teams. And why I say that, the 4 championship team, that team was together. The core 4, and then you had Sylvia Fowles. You know, they were together. This team only been together for, let me count, 5 months.
Wow.
You know, and for a team to be together that short and to be where they're at, yeah, Cheryl Reese deserved Coach of the Year. She deserved Executive of the Year. Napisha Collar would have been MVP if it wasn't for Asia Wilson. This team has done everything that you would not expect, but they did. And hopefully the nation can see that now. We knew that, but now the nation can see how good this team is. And if they don't win the championship, it doesn't take away from the historic of this team and how they show the world you can play together and have fun and compete. And that's what Minnesota is showing. They're not a super team. They're a good team with great players.
And that's what I was just about to ask you. This, they've been together 5 months.
How have they been able to pull it together? Because they look like they've been playing together for years. Like, it is amazing to see the chemistry, the camaraderie. It is on as well as off the court. You saw after the game how they were in there, and they were all so excited, and they were celebrating one another. So this translates both on and off the court.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing is that the Pisha Collar is a leader on and court the floor. She's not a vocal leader. Her best quality is when she speaks, everybody listens. And so, therefore, she learned that from Sylvia Fowles. Sylvia Fowles was never a loud leader, but when she said something, you better sit down and listen. Uh-huh. Courtney Williams came in and really, she accepted criticism. She accepted coaching. So, therefore, when Cheryl Reed called her out in a game saying, you ain't done nothing, you know, she didn't use the word nothing, but you ain't done nothing, she came back and played. So, therefore, these players accept coaching. And when you accept coaching, you have 100% buy-in. That means from player one to player 12, all of them buy into what's going on. So, therefore, when you get that kind of buy-in, I don't care what level of play, what level of sport you're in, if you got 100% buy-in, you're going to win more games than you lose. And they had done that. They really bought into what Cheryl Reed wanted them to do. Because Cheryl Reed is very critical, and she's hard on players. But she, they bought into it. And your top player has to buy into it. When she buys into it, everybody else will fall into line. And that's what happened. The biggest improvement they had was that point guard with Courtney Williams and Alina Smith, who was not given credit for the fact that she gives them low post play. She guards low post play on every team.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about her. And then Bridget Carlson basically come out of her shell. She finally decided that she could hit shots, and she didn't have to go worry about going to the bench if she missed a shot. And then and everything just fell into place this year. It really fell into place, and that's why they're playing as well as they played. Now, people didn't think they were going to be in the playoffs. People thought I picked them ninth. I picked them to be in the playoffs, but not in the top four. And then, but of course, you know, nobody thought they was going to be
in the finals.
Yeah, but they did. Because this is a team that just knows how to win, and they don't get rattled. So they can get down, and they still find a way to get back. And if they don't get back, they don't get on each other. Oh, well, you know, it was your fault. They don't do that.
Yeah.
So that's why they won. That's basically why they made some shots. They got to make shots to win games. You can't.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to make the shot.
You don't move to total points. You got to make shots in the game.
All right. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to know what you think surprised people the most. Because like you said, Uncle Charles, nobody picked them to go to the finals. Maybe the playoffs, maybe miss the playoffs, but not as far as they have gotten. But they are proving the doubters and naysayers wrong. What is it that is surprising everybody the most? We're going to ask Charles Holman that question when we come back. I tell you what, Charles Holman should get hazard pay for being a sports writer, because apparently he failed during game one. He think he on the court with the players. He's watching this Lynx game, and instead of him writing and recording and taking notes, he didn't put his tennis shoes on. And you didn't tell me. See, you think I don't know. You think I don't know what happened. You fell backwards in your chair, in your recliner, during the first playoff game. Okay, you got to tell me what happened. How you falling? You're supposed to be writing. You done got all into the game. You think you own the court with the ladies, Uncle Charles?
you uncovered my secret. I don't ever write during the game. I watch games. I watch them live. I watch them on TV, and I take mental notes, and then I write after the game is over. That's why it takes so long to write. I don't write quickly.
Okay, now how did you wind up falling? You were in your chair, and what happened after that?
Whatever that, I stayed up to watch the post game stuff to see if there's going to be any post game information, because, you know, unlike the NBA where they'll talk for 5 hours, they talk for barely a half hour afterwards. So I wanted to see what was going on. And then I got texts from people, and I got on the phone with my colleague because he fell asleep. He didn't even know. He went to sleep. They were down to 18. And so I told him, man, you missed the game. He said, what you mean? Well, I don't want the Lynx lost. I said, no, they didn't lose. as I had to go replay the game with him. And so I couldn't sleep. I didn't go to bed till about 1 or 2 in the morning, because then I was, you know, I was taking notes, you know, putting some things together, because I had stories to write, so not just the length. So I was working on stuff. But yeah, it was a great game to watch and instant classic. And I told, when I tweeted on Twitter, whatever they call it these days, I told myself, if anybody do not call it an instant classic, you don't know what instant classic is. This is an instant classic. This should be replayed over and over and over again for years. You know, your great-grandkids will see this game, because it was one of the best games ever played in league history. Too bad it won the finals, you know, won the championship game, in the sense of, you know, Lincoln would have won the championship off that game, but just, you know, just the historicness of the game was something that needs to be recognized. And it has been.
And one of the things that we were talking about before the break, we're talking to legendary sports writing Hall of Famer Charles Hallman with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, who covers women's basketball, women's sports, and sports in general in the Lynx in particular. Is that, you know, a lot of people did not have them going to the championship game. A lot of people did not have them getting this far in the process. And surely most folks didn't have them winning game one in New York with what looked like a capacity crowd. Talk to me about what has surprised you the most, you know, when it comes to this team and how far they've gotten in this WNBA final series.
Well, what surprised me all season is that last year this team would break down defensively at certain points during the game. They try to outscore everybody, and then when the scoring didn't fall, then they would break down in spots. This year they have. They really played hard all year long. In fact, they're among one of the two top defensive clubs in the league this year. Secondly, Cheryl Reed before the season said that they're going to be committed to shooting more threes than ever. And they have. They're up in the top 2 or 3 in shooting threes per game. And so those are the kind of things. They open up the court, and nobody saw Nepecia being who she is this year. Nepecia is a fundamentally sound player. And you watch her, she don't get rattled. And she takes, you know, that shot she made, to try to compare the Maya Moore shot that she took in 2017. I don't compare that. I don't think those are two different shots. But the fact that she calmly got the ball, turned the lane, and calmly took the shot off. And then she played great defense on Stewie, which belied her. Now you know why she won Defensive Player of the Year. She made a couple. I mean, she made some key plays down the stretch. But Courtney Williams has really been the key. She's the first point guard they've had since Lindsey Whalen. You know, they have thousands of them since then. But she's the kind of person, when she plays in the game, she'll make 1,000 mistakes, okay? But she'll make 1,001 good plays, okay? Just like in the game Thursday night. She made those shots. She got fouled. She made a 4-point play. And then she made 2 turnovers in the overtime, you know? So you're just like, you know, she'll kill you with kindness, but she's hard-nosed. She plays very hard. And a lot of people don't know, she's always been a scorer. You know, she became a point guard last season in Chicago. So definitely this is something that she's a natural scorer. So therefore, she don't mind taking a shot when you take the shot. She'll do that. And McBride has played very well. It's just been, they have come together as a team, and it's not like you can lock down. I mean, the Pisa College had 13 points in the end of the first half. And she finished up in 20-something, you know. So, therefore, they was winning or they was playing, even with her having a bad game, so to speak. And then she picked it up in the second half. It was just, you know, we keep talking about that game because it's just that good.
Okay, now, the next game is tomorrow. You can watch it on ABC. That's KSTP for folks here in the Twin Cities. It is still in New York at the Barclays Center. Tip-off is at 2 o'clock Central Time. Now, I just want to let y'all know that, you know, the Lynx have certain jerseys that they wear. So for those of us who have several of the Lynx jerseys, if you want to represent tomorrow, they will be wearing the Heroin Edition jersey. And so, now, Uncle Charles, what can we expect on tomorrow? Any predictions?
I will have to say I think New York will win tomorrow, only because New York, the way they lost the game, they took that very personally. You could hear them in their post-game comments how they felt they should have put that game away. They didn't. So I think they're going to be fueled and on that, you know, playing in front of their home crowd. So which won't surprise me, Shaletta, because I said if Minnesota could split in New York, that'd be great. And so therefore, I expect another tough game. I think that the Lynx will match the challenge they'll get from New York, but I think New York tomorrow will try, because New York is a much better rebounding team than the Lynx. Their size is hard to handle, and so therefore, John Carroll Jones is one of the toughest post players in the world, and then you got Stewie, and then so therefore, I expect a very spirited match. I don't think the Lynx will come in high, and what I mean by they from the game on Thursday, I think they've had a time to get down back to earth. And I think the show will point out that they got to play better defense. They didn't play very good defense actually in the first half. That's why they were down 18 points. So they got to play better defense from the start. And they got to make shots. I think the piece got to come off on a better performance. When I mean they come off early and get their shots in early as opposed to coming back in the second half. And then McBride got to get a strong brand. I think I had one person come in and do something. Natasha Hilleman did that in game one. They got to have that again from her, you know, come in and cause havoc, because that's what she does. And you get that, I think it'll be a good game. It'll be a good game to watch. I'd be rather watch that than NFL football.
Baby, okay, because look, they had some folk who were watching that Thursday night NFL game. They were turning it, okay, because they saw us talking about it on social media and everybody was losing their mind. They're like, what y'all talking about? I'm like, no, honey, you are watching the wrong game. So all eyes will be on those links tomorrow on ABC KSTP Channel 5 here in the Twin Cities. Uncle Charles Hallman, thank you so much for talking about this game again. And you know what? You likely going to be back on the show Saturday, so get your heart right. Everybody want to know what you got to say, because, you know, I just have to tell folks who may not know is that you have been covering women's sports for more than four decades. Hall of Fame sports writer. Folks come to you to get the information and the scoop on women's sports before they go to anybody else. And so I'm just glad that you spent a little bit of your time with me today.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm on the witness protection program. You be telling all that stuff out.
Well, you got to get your flowers. You came to the wrong person if you thought you weren't finna get them flowers. I need everybody to know you're not just some regular old, you know, you ain't no, look, no shade on Reggie Wilson and the other guy who just left. What's Norman Seawood and all these other folks. You on a whole nother level, okay? We on a whole nother level when we get Charles Harmon on the show. So I thank you so much, and I can't wait to see what you got to say in your columns coming up, and we'll be looking for your reaction on the game on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Lynn. You have a good day. Thank you.
All right, you too. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. The one thing that parents who have children with special needs feel like they don't have is family. You feel alone. And it can be very isolating to try and raise a child with special needs. That's why I am so grateful that we have organizations like Family Voices of Minnesota here in the Twin Cities. They're a parent-to-parent network. They serve as a valuable resource for Minnesota families raising kids with disabilities. The program helps parents and caregivers develop the skills they need with their loved ones to navigate life's challenges while also getting information and emotional support, so you don't have to feel like you're by yourself. They've got an event coming up in a couple of weeks. I want to make sure you know all about it so you can either attend or you can support. And so I asked Carolyn Allshouse to join me today, and she is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Bank Hotline making her Shaletta Show debut. Miss Carolyn, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Shaletta, thank you so much for having me.
And this parent-to-parent program is amazing. It's increased confidence in caring for kids, increased access to communities in need, and decreased missed school days, 50% decrease in emergency department visits. It is really making an impact and a difference, isn't it?
It is. I do believe it is. And I'm so happy that you brought up the fact that so often parents go on this journey feeling very alone. And oftentimes families find that because of the needs of their children, friends and families kind of fall by the wayside. And we have the opportunity to provide that support for families so that hopefully families don't feel so alone. They have the opportunity to connect with another parent who has similar experiences that they are having. Mm-hmm. And we can connect parents with one of our over 100 volunteer support parents that we have that may have a child with the same condition or mm-hmm. may have similar living circumstances, like a single parent maybe wanting to talk with another single parent, but they yeah. all have in common that they're raising a child with a disability.
Yeah, and you all cannot do this work by yourself. The one thing that I love about this show is when people like Charlotte and Tom Graves and Linnea and Jabbar, they know that there's going to be a call to action. There's something that they're going to have to do to help make life better for someone else. You know, people can't, you know, we're a village, we're a family. And my success is really predicated on your success. And your success doesn't happen unless I am successful. And so I want you to tell folks about the event that's coming up on the 27th. And I am so delighted that you've blessed me to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. We are so excited to have you be our guest speaker for this event. It's taking place on Sunday, October 27th from 4 o'clock to 7:30 at the Keller Golf Center in Maplewood. And we have tickets available to purchase, or you can make a donation online. And we're hoping that people will come out and support the really important and great work that we as an organization are doing.
Now, talk to me about the fundraising goal, because I want to make sure that folks know exactly how much you're trying to raise, and that way they can know, you know, how they can help.
Our fundraising goal is to raise $50,000 on the night of the event. We do have an online silent auction that people, even if they're not attending the event in person, they can still bid online for the silent auction items. And they can purchase tickets to come and hear you in person.
Yes.
Which I think is going to be really exciting for everyone to have that opportunity to meet you, Shaletta.
And I am so glad to be there. Now, I know and you know, but can I tell people that I am a part of the auction item? Can they bid on me online?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so we're going to tell them now. So when I found out about all the wonderful work that Family Voices of Minnesota is doing, when, you know, just seeing the impact that they are making on parents and caregivers who have kids with disabilities, I said, I want to help you raise money, not just through telling my story and being there and helping you sell tickets, but I want to donate an auction item. And so my auction item is this. You go online to familyvoicesmn.org, find the silent auction. I am going to take two people with me to Almanac when I record my monologue. You will get to see behind the scenes. You will get to meet Kathy and Eric. You will get to watch a live taping of Almanac. And then afterwards, we're going to go over to the St. Paul Grill and have dinner. My treat. So get online and make sure you place a bid, because folks are already signing up and they're already bidding, and I don't want you to miss that opportunity. And since Eric Escala is doing the Soul Train line, you might be able to get on the Soul Train line with Eric Escala, and how much fun would that be? So it's familyvoicesmn.org. The event is on the 27th. That's a Sunday, from 4 to 7:30 at Keller Golf Center in Maplewood. Get your tickets, donate, make a pledge, make a difference. Miss Carolyn, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And you all, I'm going to have y'all for the next 2 hours. So don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up.